And now we're going to all go back to our positions with the number three hitter, Merritt, at the plate. The big play of this inning, obviously, was the bunt that on the first base side that Mott, she got her hand on it. It was not hit hard, obviously, a bunt, first baseline, and then she just plain misplayed it. This pitch outside, ball one. And then, of course, the walk on the 3-2 pitch to the nine hitter who was off the bench, Lily Timmer. Now a hard hit ball. Reinhart knocks it down at third, or short the throw to third. Oh, just late. Boy, what an effort by Reinhart at shortstop.
Now batting number 42, Bella Miller.
That ball was hit quite hard, and now the bases are loaded, though, for Georgetown. Bella Miller at the plate. And she smokes one up the middle. That's going to go a ways, and that's going to score at least two runs, maybe three. Two runs are home. They're sending a third runner. The throw to the plate will not be in time, and now Miller takes off her second, and that is going to pretty much do it. As Georgetown has scored six in the inning. They held them down for three innings, but not able to get off the field, and the big hit by Miller. The three-run single, she goes to second on the throw, cleans the bases, and Georgetown with the big lead. And now this one's popped up, backpedaling at, so she dropped the ball. Oh, geez. Well, that's what happens in an inning like this. Chloe Dubord backpedaling at second and dropped it. Autumn Dennis safe on the error.
Now batting number 16, Claire Vanderweel.
So runners are at first and third now for Georgetown. Up high with that pitch, ball one, and stealing second now without a throw, Autumn Dennis. Well, for three innings, Escanaba was right in there, but this fourth inning has turned against him. And swung on and hit down the left field line, a fair ball, another base hit, and that'll score another run, and it's 8-0. And runners at second and third. Base hit for Vanderweel.
Now batting number 24, Kaylin Reischneider.
And now she swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. 8-0 now, a long inning for the Escanaba girls. Now the ball thrown back past the pitcher, but the third baseman comes to get it, so no further advance. Eight to nothing now, here's the pitch. In the dirt, kind of like a bowling ball. Braun knocked it down, picked it up. Runners are at second and third. Now the 1-1 pitch fouled back in the count 1-2. Reischneider has put out two bunts in the game, but not this time. If she hits one up a gap somewhere, the Georgetown girls will be state champs. Escanaba trying to stop that from happening. The 1-2 pitch swung on and grounded deep in the hole to short. Reinhardt will have no play, and a run scores. Another base hit for Reischneider. Two errors this inning didn't help, obviously. And we're going to have a special pinch runner, I think. Julia Smith at the plate, 9-0 now. Georgetown with the lead. With runners at first and third. Swung on and missed. Runner will steal second, although that's academic right now. If that girl from third scores, the game is over anyway. That does stop a play at second, though, a force out. This one's in the dirt. Ball one, 1-1 the count. Well, it got away from them, folks. They were in there for three innings, and the Georgetown girls just finally started to time the changeup that Mott was throwing. This one fouled off the facing of the first base dugout. They've got to try to get this third out, though.
One ball, two strikes, coming to you.
9-0, Georgetown leading in the fourth. Swung on and missed, and that'll get them off the field. And the Escanaba girls hang in there for another inning. 9-0, though, Georgetown going to the fifth on News Talk 600.